الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم فرضت عليكم الصيام. But that roses have been made for us upon you, because roses after all are a mujahada. It's a strain on a body. A person is used to his food on its time, etc. He's used to his sleep at night. He has to get up for sehri. So it is a mujahada. And Allah tabaraka ta'ala wants this love relationship which is between Allah and His banda. That must be such that it must not be tainted in any way. That a person thinks, my beloved, he has put me through difficulty, he has put me through hardship. In the madrasa, we commonly find first year students coming and complaining, the course is too hard for us, we can't manage. So we give them itminan, tasalli, we console them, tell them that many others have, just as it has made faraz upon the other nations, other ummats before you, you are not singled out that you have to keep rozas. Other ummats also kept rozas. And in fact, there was a roza of not speaking. La ukallim al yawm insiya, that today I won't speak to any person. And we find also that in the Khan caste, a person who's got, just read now, that Manana Farooq Bobat Saab, Damat Barakatum, who's now resident in Medina Sharif, mashallah, he's a Madani, or he's a Manana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Ali's brother-in-law. He married Manana Yunus Patel's sister. So when he went to Jalalabad the first time, to meet Hazrat-ji, Hazrat Maulana, Masihul Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat-ji told him, just as he saw him, that what is that thing which is farad, but to drink it, which is haram, but to drink it is farad. He expressed that, I don't know, Hazrat. Hazrat himself told that is anger. Anger is a thing which is it is there, it is a thing which is there, but to drink anger is faraz, it is haram anger. To vent your anger wrongly in the right place, it is required in jihad, etc., where it is required, but in the wrong places. So this was really, Monana is a young boy, what is mentioned there, in the soccer matches they used to have, which inevitably ended up in arguments and fights and venting of one's anger and showing one's anger. So Hazrat-ji made reference to that. Then Hazrat-ji told him that, see, that all your money you have got, your amanat, leave it in safe keeping here till when you go back. So he gave over all his money, but he kept 100 rupees one side. So Hazrat-ji told him, give that 100 rupees also. So then he realized, I'm not speaking with any ordinary person. This is somebody else I'm speaking to. And then, mashallah, whatever Allah Ta'ala meant for him. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala knows us in and out. Everything of us Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala knows. And in that light, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made rozas faraz upon you. So, and also ulama have written, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that rozas have been made faraz upon you. That is, not only what is the shari'i, the fiqhi roza. According to kitab, roza is al-imsak, to stay away from food and drink and sexual contact with your wife, from series of subah sadiq until sunset. So if a person does that, his roza is made. But from this ayat, ulama is written, that Allah has made rozas for us on every part of the body also. So that is what is required. Not only the fiqhi roza, that we stay away from food and drink and satisfying our sexual desires, etc. But more than that, we keep rozas. For example, ulama, for example, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali and Hazrat Shaykh Al Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, have stressed this very much, that rozas of the eyes also, that we must not see anything which is haram. So one thing is, alhamdulillah, there are many brothers who sit in i'tikaf for the whole month of Ramadan also. And besides that also, they take the trouble not to look at haram. They save themselves completely from that. But there is another guna of the eyes also, which has not to do with our lust, but with our superiority complex, that we look down upon somebody. That is also totally haram. And it's a very serious haram also to look down upon somebody. So we have to think of, no matter how we see the condition of that person. In fact, it is written that one person in a certain village, very, very, very sinful, just to us to understand that we don't have the superiority complex, because we got kurta, topi. At one time we also were not wearing. Now we are wearing, alhamdulillah, Allah shukar. We are making our namazes. Perhaps at one time we were not regular with our namazes too. So one person in a village who was a very big sinner comes home 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning in a drunken state. And so if you see that person outwardly, you'll totally write him off, that person, what a big sinner. So when he passed away, nobody came for his janazah. Not neighbors, not family, not friends, town people, nobody. And his body was lying there now for 3 days, and it's going to blow up. Diseases will spread. So his wife called some laborers and paid them and told them, take his body and give ghusl as human. But anyway, he was commanded to make the janazah namaz. So he made the janazah, they buried. They went straight back to his wife. They asked his wife, what kind of a person was he? She says, as you people knew him, we also know him to be the same person. That person who was drunk always, comes home late at night, etc. But we also knew him to be that same person. But however, he had two great qualities in him. One was, at night, he should bath with cold water, make himself sober, and then cry to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, which corner of Jahannam have you kept for me? I'm the worst of your creation. I'm the worst. I'm a write-off completely. So you should cry to Allah. In other words, make tawbah every night. And gunas get wiped out with tawbah. Sincere tawbah a person makes, gunas get wiped out. The other quality he had, he always kept an orphan child in the house. And before he ate, the orphan child must eat. Before he or the family get new clothes for Eid, any occasion, the orphan must get first. So he looked after the orphan. So Allah left him for those two qualities, and Allah gave him this darjah. Now we will just look at the outward condition of a person, and according to that we make our decision. So where we must not look at haram with our eyes, looking at females, etc. Today it is on the road, physically, wherever we see. Or worse, today is on the phone and nobody knows about it also. And maybe you even sitting in the masjid, you are in i'tikaf also, but you are going on the wrong side. Or even not wrong side, many places are the women and they are not dressed also correctly. They are doing right things, but they are not dressed correctly and you are looking. So Allah protect us. And then this also, not to look down upon somebody. Not to feel that I'm better than somebody. We have to be very careful. And it is said, like a bubble is on top of the water. But the bubble is empty. There is nothing on top of it. In the same way, ulama have written also, as Maulana read in the namaz, the surah Tabbat Yada is on top of Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Now, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, the oneness of Allah, what is the superiority? Right? Tabbat yada being on top of it, it doesn't mean that tabbat yada is more, it's a surah, Quran, surah Ikhlas, a person reads it one time is one third of the Quran Sharif sawab. You read it three times, the whole Quran Sharif sawab. So great sawab in reading surah Ikhlas. So our eyes, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, rozas have been made farz upon you, on your eyes also. So this also we should think. And we should make effort in this direction also. That we don't look at any haram. Amongst haram is not to look down upon somebody. This is a talk of very high Allah Ta'ala, especially me, I speak. Al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi. A person speaks thinking about himself. I'm the worst of the worst. But one great buzurg says that a person who makes a difference between a slave and his son, he doesn't treat them equally, that person is also a zalim, a person who makes zulam. Now, Allahu Akbar. That how you must look after a slave, not a servant, not a worker, a slave. And a slave is one that who, if a person owns a slave, today there isn't really that slavery, there is different other types of slavery, which unfortunately we also have become slaves of the Western world, the Western culture, and we follow in their way, like slaves follow. But anyway, the actual slavery, which was before, a person owned a slave, and whatever that slave earns belongs to the owner. That slave's time is the owner's time. He had nothing of himself. But after all, he did not create that slave. He did not make that slave. We are slaves of Allah in such a way that we belong totally to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is the one who made us also. Our eyes, our brains, our heart, whatever you can think of, Allah Ta'ala is the maker. So how much mustn't we be with as slaves to Allah Ta'ala? So all that Allah give us tawfiq to for our islah in the month of Ramadan, that we work towards all these things also. That this also comes into us. And that we become the true slaves. So amongst many other things also, then Allah puts that into the speaker and he speaks that. It isn't really the speaker. It's how much the listeners they are and then they get accordingly. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, let us all benefit. So, rozas of the eyes also. Then rozas of the tongue also. The tongue, to keep rozas of the tongue. That we don't speak unnecessarily. And of the tongue, there are many wrongs that we do with the tongue. For example, because of anger. A person's, his anger firstly, it becomes manifest with the tongue. A person gets cross first. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that it doesn't happen that if two people are going to have a fight, that they just start punching one another and hitting one another. First it will be talking, verbal, and then verbal abuse. And then when that goes over the limit, then it becomes physical abuse. Even with your wife, may Allah protect us all. It's a lowest ebb. That a person abuses his wife, and especially physically to abuse her, is so unbecoming. It is so wrong. But all that also first is verbal, and then a person becomes physical. So, there's and all that is this anger which is in a person. And anger, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, is the illegitimate child of pride. Pride, takabbur. To think oneself better, which comes in the, what we explained with the guna of the eye. To think I'm better than that person. And then from there comes this illegitimate child of the kabbu, of anger, pride. So pride, and Allahu Akbar, Allah reward our buzurgs. Their method of working and making tarbiyat is they don't just look at the outward disease. But they look at the cause of the disease. To understand this, just remind me in case I forget from where I'm going, that a person went to a hakim and told the Hakim that my stomach, I got terrible stomach pain, constipation, because I ate 10 raw rotis. Raw rotis, 10 I ate, so I got constipation. If you can give me some medicine. The Hakim gave him eye ointment. So he told him, nothing wrong with my eyes. Why are you giving me eye ointment? He says, I have to first treat your eyes. You couldn't see that 10 root, not 1, 2, 10. There's something wrong with your eyes. If I just treat your constipation, you'll make the same, do the same. So let me treat the cause of it. So this is always our buzurg's tariqa in tasawwuf also. The outward person might complain to his sheikh also that I've got this problem, that problem. The sheikh makes out what is actual, where, from where this is coming. And he treats that. Once you treat that, when the cause is treated, the outward, today in Western medicine, today even pain is being treated as a disease of its own. Whereas pain is an alama. It's a sign of something being wrong somewhere else. So treat that what is wrong, and automatically the pain will go away. So, but with our tongue, this our verbal abuse, etc., and all that is because of pride, which is in a person. A person has to work on this pride of his. So Allah Ta'ala, in this month of Ramadan, this is also one thing where a person makes muraqabah also, which is part of our Islam, and also dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, a person for my Islam, and then what my ailments are, and oh Allah, remedy these ailments of mine. Amongst them is one, is anger also, and the cause of the anger is the pride. Oh Allah, take out this pride from me. And if a person takes it out, then many commands of Allah Ta'ala to practice upon them become very, very easy. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult. With a superiority complex, thinking oneself better than the other person, a person can't do many, many things. Allah protect us. Then there is roza of the ears also, which also we must keep. To listen to any na-mihram, a woman, Dr. Saab Rahmatullah, used to say that even not the TV, but the radio. And if there is a female news reader, then for a male to listen to the female news reader is also not permissible. And a person doesn't know that in the voice, how much of temptation there is in there. So much so it is written that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the only Nabi who made this request to Allah, Rabbi arini anzur ilay, oh Allah, let me have a look at you. How come he made this request? He wanted to see Allah Ta'ala, because he is the only Nabi who is Kalimullah. And when he heard the voice of Allah, when the voice was so sweet, and the voice was so beautiful, then the person whose voice this is, how beautiful he must be. How wonderful he must be. So hearing the voice, today we feel, and they are too backwards, and they don't understand that in this world of today, mixing of man and woman, without which you can't live, there is no life whatsoever. And when a person speaks of the real, what we are trying to, in our etikaf, what we are trying to develop, this is what we have to try and work towards. Not sufaha. When the people were told that bring iman, how the sahaba have brought iman. Then, na'uzubillah, they said, must we bring iman like the sufaha, the stupid people. Whereas, and who were they who openly believed exactly what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said? What the Quran Sharif said. And today, with modern technology and science, they themselves are proving, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We will show them our clear signs in the heavens also and the earth, and they will realize it themselves. And there are so many things today which they themselves are proving what the Quran told, exactly as what the Quran said 1400 years ago. That is the perfect way. So the perfect way, today we have become slaves, and we feel that even in all Muslim countries today, the law which exists in there is all Western law, what is origins, what the Roman law, and then all the modification and all that, all the modern. But the Islamic law, that is not present. And that is the real solution to everything. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that the roza, that with our ears also, we be careful. And we don't hear any haram. We make effort during this month. And during this period, if it's a 40-day period, then what to say? Otherwise, 30 days, we make this effort, then that will last with us forever. And we will stay. And that is the way then a person progresses, comes closer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So, rozas of the eyes also we must keep, with all the details which will be discussed, inshallah, as the time will come. Roza of the tongue also, roza of the ears also, roza of the mind and the heart also, our desires also. And this is one thing that is a real stumbling block for us, which the Quran Sharif says, رَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen that person who has made his own desire his God? Today we want to satisfy our desires. And that is our object today, our desires, to fulfill our desires. Where Allah Ta'ala reward, from my observation, everyone makes his own assumptions and observation. Abdul Rahman, he visited our country a few months ago, and every talk of it, he summed it up with our main stumbling block, our blocking block, is this nafs of ours. In different ways, nafs comes. Pride, jealousy, hatred, love of dunya, love of the things of this dunya, this nafs. So to overcome that and give preference to Allah, who is our creator, who controls everything of ours, to whom we are going to return, to no one else but to Allah Ta'ala. When we will realize that this dunya's life of even 100 years, otherwise average life of ease of 60, 70 years, but it's nothing whatsoever compared to reality into us. So rozas, that is desires of the mind and the heart, that also Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And also of eating halal is also very, very important. With regard to roza of the mouth, a person thinks Allah Ta'ala make us all mouth, but it's a common disease which is in our society, which Maulana also explained. The idols who you worship, that is those women, and you are staying awake at night and you are thinking about her, but she's maybe fast asleep. You may be having a conversation with her in your mind, but she doesn't know anything. Sanam sota rehta hai. She's fast. You making up her answers, what she'll give you, and all what she'll say, this, you'll do this, you'll do that. All this haram that takes place. And we all understand, unfortunately, how many people are involved in that. And we all understand it is haram. That same person who all this haram, if he is involved in, tell him to eat pork, swine, that he won't want, he don't eat. But that is also haram, and this is also haram. Why you will, if you staying away from pork, then that is also the equal haram. But from that you're not staying away. Whether it is looking at woman on the phone, on the road, or whatever else. And if somebody tells the same person, open your roza, Allah save us all. And we have to be very, very careful about this matter. It's some time ago, a couple were on a holiday. They went to Malaysia, also a Muslim country. And they were having their breakfast in a certain restaurant every day. And the kebabs they were eating, they really enjoyed them. It's delicious. So now when they were leaving, so the wife, the woman, she thought, let me go and ask them the recipe. Then I can make it at home also. So when she went in the choir, it was being made of pork. Then, now imagine how you feel, that you were eating it and you were enjoying it. And were they told that this is pork? Allah Ta'ala save us. And today it has become a free world as far as this is concerned. And there are so many incidents that illustrate that how serious the matter is. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then one type of roza, which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, and he quotes the Sufi are writing it, that after keeping the roza, to have the fear that is my roza accepted or not. Usually when we set, Hazrat says, for iftari, we even forget the du'as of iftari. So much we get involved in eating the food which is being offered, etc. And we forget the du'as also of iftari. Then Hazrat has written some of the du'as which are famous for iftari. And then this fear also, that is my roza accepted also or not. The same way, all the time we should have, is my iman intact? Is it in place or not? My namazes which I make, are my namazes accepted or not? I am making, and Allah is very merciful, very kind. We have full hope Allah Ta'ala will accept from us. But we have to have that fear all the time. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This is this month of Ramadan, which is here now, right in front of us. And it is up to us how much we're going to make out of it. And Allah Ta'ala make it easy. Give us the tawfiq to benefit fully from this great and auspicious month. And Allah Ta'ala, and the sign of acceptance, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa. So see the level of our taqwa after Ramzan. That is where we will, not how we spend our Ramzan, but after Ramzan. When the car goes for service, and put it on the machines and all that, and it shows everything 100%, that is not the test. When you use it on the road, and you use it on the side road, and you use it on gravel roads, that is the time to see whether the service was done properly or not. Whether you paid up, and whether you paid for something worthwhile or not. So the same way, after Ramzan, we will know what our condition is. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept, inshallah.